What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Performed. The Giants are going to have a very hard time getting bats by a free agency. I think it's even more of an impossible task than it has been over the past couple of years from trying to get Stanton, Judge, Otani, you know the names, right? And so I think the way that the Giants can attack free agency is actually getting pitching, right? And so I'm of the belief that relief pitching can come via free agency for the Giants. I think that's one place where Buster Posey can make his hay. And the only way that you're going to get bats onto this team is via trades and via your farm. And so in order for trades to happen, even next year, the Giants need pieces to trade. And I think that's what the Rodgers trade did. That's what the Duvall trade. I hope that the Duvall trade does that. And if you can get a team's top prospect for Robbie Ray for the extra year control, I think you do it just given how poor this farm system is and given we have no infusion of young talent. We can't really trade anybody because our farm system is so poor. And, you know, it will just really, really improve the health of the entire organization. And I have the long view here.
Exactly.
Devers has 8 years left on his contract. Adames, I think he has 6 years left on his contract. Chapman is here for the long run. We're not losing those players. Those players are mainstays for the Giants for the foreseeable future. I'm looking 2 to 3 years down the road. Can we get them help? Can we get to World Series contention 2 to 3 to 4 years from now? I'm not looking to just make the playoffs. I think making the wild card series and playing a 3-game series and losing the first 2 games, that's not really making the playoffs to me. Making the playoffs is getting to the divisional round, getting to the league championship series, being competitive. That's the true definition of being competitive. And right now the Giants are a ways away from doing that.
I agree. Fine. And I think that their next playoff version team of what he's talking about would have a combination of some of these guys we're talking about now, Adames, Chapman, Devers, and a wave of younger players on cost control deals. It's going to be some combination of that. And the whole Adames Chapman thing, they know what they signed up for. Adames knew where he was coming. He knew the roster. I mean, he had to be well aware of it. You know, Chapman was here last year. He knew what he signed up for. I'm sure, though, internally, as winners and ball players who are competitive, they want to win, and they want to win now. And yes, when the Devers opportunity came up, they pivoted, and they went all in on it, which I think was a good move. And I think we all hoped it would materialize more success than it has. But you need to stick to the big picture view of where we were prior, which is this is a multi-year build. This is not a you made the Devers deal. Now we're all in. Everything we do from here on out is winning, and it's World Series or bust. That's using the Steph Curry algorithm. This organization is just not there. They're at the be good for 2 years in a row. Let's start there. Let's be over 500 for 2 years in a row when you've been under 500 for 8 out of the last 9. Let's start there. And then let's build towards something. You got Chapman and Adamas, so now we're in win now. They knew what they signed up for. They knew that this was going to be kind of ugly at times. And I think we all hoped it would look better, and maybe we fell into a false bravado after 2 months. But they're not good right now. They have 2 legitimate starting pitchers in their rotation. That's who they have. 2. They have a bullpen that's leaking oil left and right. They've got 4 positions up for grabs on the everyday, lineup. That's not a playoff team. That's not a playoff team looking into next year. You would need a ton of work. They're not going to have a $300 million payroll next year. Would you agree there?
They might.
I don't think they will.
I mean, they have a ton of guys that are already under contract.
Yeah, but you don't go from 190 to 300 in one offseason when you're the Giants. You just don't.
No, but to still be a $200 million roster, like, they're going to be the most expensive rebuilding team in the league.
Well, they've been a middle-of-the-pack to top 10 rebuilding team expensive-wise on a year-by-year basis for the last 4. How is that any unique from what they've done in the last few years?
Again, 2 months ago, it was go time. 2 months later, we're in a rebuild. Like that is a drastic swing. That's all
no
I'm saying.
Doubt.
By the way, Guru, I'm not opposed to trading Camilo Doval.
Oh, it is a drastic swing.
Because that's a trade from a position of strength. They have an up-and-coming closer, Randy Rodriguez. I don't know what you have to replace Robbie Ray with. That's the guy that I'm out on selling. I think you could get a haul for Camilo Doval. I am completely for trading him at the deadline by 3 o'clock later today, because you have guys that can step in and fill his role. But next year, okay, so next year, who are your best 3 pitchers next season? Right now,
Logan Webb, and I don't know,
Landon Roop, and question mark.
Well, even Landon Roop, like, he's had a great year. Let's see you do it again or the year after.
I'm with you, but next season, let's say the last couple months, you find out Wisenhunt, he's not all that, but he could be a 4 or 5 guy.
Maybe.
Okay, so next season, I got Ray, I got Webb,
mm-hmm.
Roop's going to come back.
Okay.
I got Wisenhunt filling on the back end of the rotation, and maybe I sign a guy in free agency. That's a pretty good starting 5.
Okay, that's not bad.
Combined,
but what are you going to do with Ray at the end of next year?
Either you re-sign him, if the season goes off the rails, you trade him, and You basically play it year by year with him.
Yeah, see, I think if he was 28, 31, I'd be looking at it a little different. Given where he's at, given the arm injuries that he's had in years past, I just think that it makes a lot of sense to move him right now. And to your point of, like, what happened just a couple months ago? Dude, the Warriors look like they weren't even going to make the playoffs. They made a trade for Jimmy Butler, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we can convince ourselves they can win it all. That's how sports works. The Niners went from losing in overtime in the Super Bowl to winning 6 games. And
that
looking
makes
like
sense for
one of the worst
Warriors
teams in the league.
Yeah, but that makes sense for the Warriors, because that's the only direction they have to go. The Giants, I think the Giants picked their direction when they hired Buster Posey, and they allowed him to sign and cut all these checks.
The day they signed Buster Posey, I did not think, it's a 1-year rebuild. That's not what
I'm not
thought.
Talking about a 1-year rebuild, though. Like, you can, I think they're trying to, and it might turn out to be fool's gold, but they're trying to do both at the same time. They're trying to replenish the farm system internally with trades like Rodgers, trades like perhaps Doval, but giving up their best chance to compete. Like, again, I think you can replace Doval with someone like Rodriguez. I think that your bullpen is still going to be really good.
They thought that last year with Ryan Walker. He had 2
You can
great
bring
months.
Back Tyler Rodgers in free agency.
They thought Ryan Walker, after 2 months last year, who was really good last year. Look at the numbers. He was incredible at the end of last year. He could be your new closer, and Doval could be a setup man. It didn't work out that way. The development isn't linear. Like, going into this year, I thought they had a great rotation. I thought they had Webb, Ray, Hicks, Harrison, Birdsong,
Verlander, yeah.
Roop. I thought Tristan Beck might be in the mix. Like, none of that ended up playing out. So, I don't know, man. I could talk myself into a lot of different things, but I'm going off what I'm watching. And what I'm watching is a team that's actually a lot farther away than I wanted to admit.
Well, they've been the worst version of themselves. There's no doubt about that. But again, 888-957-9570. We're talking about what mission accomplished looks like today at the trade deadline for the San Francisco Giants. I don't think it needs to be a full rebuild. But hey, look, if you want to get off of Ray, because now's the best time to do it, his value's at his highest, I'll hear it. We're opening up the phone lines at 888-957-9570.
I mean, I'm listening to you make this argument about Robbie Ray, and I know you're going to go to the lines here. Yeah. But, like, you know what that would tell me? Well, I mean, you might as well bring back Yaz. You know, just might as well. I mean, if you're in win now mode, do you trust, and just hypothetically, right? Do you trust 22, 23 year old outfielder X and pick who you want? It's whether or Yaz. Like that's how we continue to make these decisions year in, year out at these positions. And it's maddening. At some point, they're going to have to just bite the bullet and pick their lane. And the guys that have signed to mega deals are, they know what they've signed up for. And they're just going to have to wear it. And that's why I paid them the money I'm paying them, to be leaders and to just take it. You got to just take it on the chin.
That's fair. Let's go to McFly, who's on 280 South. McFly, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
What's going on, boys? For me, you can't keep having the same movie over and over again. I think Shasky's hitting it right that the goal should not be just being 500, you know, for basically 8 years other than that aberration of 2021. I think Buster's already told us what he wants to do. You don't, you know, get off of Tyler Rogers and get, you know, their top 10 and top 12 prospect from the Mets and then another pitcher just because you still want to compete this year. He knows where they're at. I think before all of this, before the Pirates series, maybe there was still a shot, but once you get swept there, I think it's still a sell mode. And yes, they're going to try to compete, but I think that they know that they need to add a lot more talent to this farm. And the only way to do that quickly is to make trades, obviously with other teams that have good, strong farm systems, and then to continue to develop from within. I mean, that's how we won in 10, 12, and 14, is the core has to come from within. And you make some trades, some vets. That's the way to go.
Yeah, and that team was extremely unique. Lincecum homegrown, Kane homegrown, Bumgarner homegrown, who only made a fraction of the starts that year. Johnny Sanchez homegrown, Zito, who started a bunch of games in 2010. He was a big free agent signing, but he'd kind of fallen out of favor and then got deactivated on the playoff roster. Wilson homegrown. You traded for a couple of relievers, but Sergio Romo was homegrown. Look around the diamond. The 2010 team was actually, it had way more used parts than people remember. Aubrey Huff, mm-hmm. Uribe, one-year deals. You know, Torres, they came out of nowhere. Burrell, they picked up on the trash
heap. Renteria.
Yeah, exactly. Renteria barely played until the playoffs, yeah. And then he got healthy. Uribe was the shortstop, and Pablo played himself out of third base. Pablo was a young guy. Posey was through their farm system. The 2012 team was that, I'm talking about the lineup, was much more homegrown because you had Craw and Belt in the infield with Posey being the MVP that year. He's right. Like, building from within, having your own, and having a wave of players. Because it wasn't just those guys. Then you bring up Panic. Then you bring up Duffy. Then you trade Duffy. Then you bring up Alderson and trade Alderson away to get yourself some more, to get you Freddie Sanchez, for example. You trade away Tommy Joseph, the catcher, because you already have Buster Posey. And you go get Hunter Pence. Like, you've got to have a wave of prospects to be able to add to the mix of what your homegrown players are and some of your established high-priced free agents. Like, right now, their mix is off.
Well, it certainly has been off for the last 38 games because they've been the worst team in baseball, and they can't score any runs. Sam, is it time for this or that?
It is time for this or that, fellas, and we're going to kind of keep with this conversation you're having right now. It's very simple, this or that. Do you think the Giants can make the playoffs in 2026?
Well, that's Shasky's answer. Yes, I do.
Anyway, so yeah, we'll be getting on that on the
do
other side.
Do I
somewhere.
Think?
Do you think?
Do I think that Joe has a chance with Selma Hayek? Yes, I do.
So you're going into next season assuming the Giants are just bottom feeders?
I got to see.
It's July 31st.
I have to see how it plays out. Bottom feeders, there's a lot of solid teams that don't make the playoffs for a variety of reasons. In every sport, you know? So I don't know, man. I think the NL is really difficult. Like, look, you think the Braves are going to be this, you know, stinky next year? I don't know. We'll see. The Brewers surely know what they're doing, so they're going to be in it somewhere next year. Cardinals seem to reload every couple of years. The Cubs aren't really going away. The Padres aren't going away. The Dodgers aren't going away. I don't know where Arizona is a year from now. Can they make the playoffs? Like, if I had to bet today, I would say no.
Yeah, I think they can make the playoffs. I mean, again, so much has changed in the last 2 months. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's who you believe. Are they the team right now or are they the team for the first 2 months? That's kind of what we're trying to get to the bottom of. I see you, Kevin, in Oakland. I see you, Brett, on the Bay Bridge. What do you think the Giants are doing today? Is the direction of their future Does it hinge on today? What is mission accomplished? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Safeway. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky. We're back after this on The Roast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Be a middling team. That's what we're talking about, right?
I mean, you're making it out like you can't try to compete at the big league level and continue to build on the fly. Like, I don't know why you can't do both.
That's what I'm trying to accomplish. I think the Giants should try to trade Camilo Duvall today.
Okay.
Because the relieving market, the closer market, is telling you you can get a bunch for a player that I believe to be replaceable next season. Good player.
So why stop there? Why not go to probably the most coveted? I'm just asking, why is it such an affront to even suggest that Robbie Ray, a lefty with an extra year of team control in his prime, who's playoff ready, who's coming off an all-star season, why would it be such an affront to Giants fans and their business model to even consider dangling him?
It's not an affront. I just don't believe it to be a wise choice because I don't think the risk is worth the reward. In my mind, like, I would hold on to Robbie Ray because I can deal him this week. I can deal him this winter if I want. I could deal him next deadline if things don't go well. And would you get something greater than now? Probably not. But, like, I mean, you said it before. Lefties, particularly starting pitching that's left-handed, it's going to be at a premium. And so I'm assuming that if I can get something for Ray now, I can also get something for him next deadline. I mean, the Blue Jays just gave up a fifth overall prospect for Shane Bieber earlier today, and that guy hasn't been a factor in three seasons. He's not even close to where Robbie Ray is right now. But I understand where you're coming from as far as trading the guy at his most valuable, because Mason Miller and J.P. Sears just netted the A's the third best prospect in all of baseball. You know, and if you could trade Duvall and Robbie Ray for the haul that the A's got from San Diego, I mean, I don't know if the Padres would ever do business with the Giants, but the point is, if you could make that deal, and instead of Miller and Sears, it is Duvall and Ray, are you doing it?
For the exact same deal?
The exact same
deal. Probably.
I would consider it, but the Giants are in a different place than the A's. That's, to me, why it makes so much sense. Like,
the A's have two better players than the Giants right now. Like, they have multiple All-Stars.
What's their record?
I know. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at their nucleus. And
what,
like,
was their record last year?
I understand that, but I'm talking about Jacob Wilson and Brent Rooker. Like, they are, and Nick Kurtz, like, their nucleus is really good. I really like him, and you're obviously hoping for another year of development and growth. And these are names maybe a lot of Giants fans aren't accustomed to. But, like, if I just said to all of baseball, would you rather have those three, Kurtz, Jacob Wilson, and Brett Rooker, or Adamas, Chapman, and even Devers? I think a lot more people are taking the A's three. I do.
Sure, I mean, sure, look, and they're going to get a lot out of those guys, but the Braves have a great group of position players.
No doubt. They have no pitching.
They have no pitching. And to me, the strength of the Giants during their dynastic run, even when they were playing good baseball this season, it's been their pitching staff.
But does it mean anything to you that in consecutive years, they got Gausman on a one-year deal, shined him up, and he left elsewhere and signed a bigger deal. Got Rodon on a one-year deal, shined him up. He had a great year, rehabbed his how people viewed him in Major League Baseball, got a big deal. Blake Snell came here, shined him up, even though he was hurt, got a big deal. And now you're doing the same thing with Robbie Ray. Like, they've done it 4 years in a row now with different guys. They did it with Manaea. They've done it with lots of other guys. Does that not factor in to, you know, your assessment of how this team can maybe find pitching, shine it up, and be able to make the most out of the least? They can't do that with position players. That's kind of established.
It does, and you're right, but the difference is Gausman, Rodon, and Snell were all in walk years. They were all expirings. Robbie Ray is not an expiring contract. I'm not dealing him until I absolutely have to. That's the only difference for me. Next year, 365 days later, we could be having the same conversation. He's got to go, because this team is 500 and we're not going anywhere. But right now, I have to believe that the Giants, if they bring back Webb, Ray, Roop, who's a year better, maybe you have something with Wisenhunt, maybe you go and add a guy in free agency. My point is, that's a pretty good rotation. And the reason why the Giants' offense has been what it is over the course of this season. They've actually been pretty consistent. They've been consistently bad, but they've been consistent. But they were winning games because they got great efforts from their starting pitchers, and their bullpen's been rock solid. I think you can afford to let Doval go, even though he is under team control, I think through 2027 or 2028. You can afford to move off of him because you have something after him. I don't think the Giants have very many starting pitchers in their system, and I don't think they could get enough on the market this offseason to warrant losing a Robbie Ray type of guy. I mean, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm trying, and I understand it might sound feeble, but I'm trying to thread this needle like I think the Giants are looking at the deadline now. I think that's what the Rodgers deal was. You got a reliever to replace him. You also got a couple prospects. Like, they didn't sell Tyler Rodgers for a bunch of 21-year-olds and 19-year-olds. And I know he's not going to fetch as much as Ray, but that's the difference. Like, that's where I think the Giants are. They're looking for players who can help now and in the immediate future, not down the line.
I just go back to every single time the Giants have had a pitcher with team control, they have failed to move that guy when they needed to, and this is the opportunity that's been staring them in the face. Going back to Bumgarner in like 2017, 2018, when they refused to deal him at the deadline, knowing what was going on. And look, he had built up the equity. He was a legend. I didn't want him traded. I was wrong, you know, but when you get down to that final couple of months and you're a rental, your value in terms of what you net back, it drops off the map. Even if you're giving me the Shane Bieber argument, the this guy argument, I think you can find someone to offset what Robbie Ray has brought to the table. I don't know if you could replenish the opportunity to get a difference maker for your farm that your farm desperately needs.
Selling at the highest. Yeah, I understand, and I'm curious where people fall on this too. You know, how do you want the Giants to approach this deadline? They got until 3 o'clock today.
I want you to understand, it disappoints me that we're having this conversation because
having it even like a week ago.
I suggested this two or three weeks ago, guys. Like, hey, this deadline coming out of the All-Star break, like, we're gonna have the Robbie Ray conversation. Everyone's like looking at me like I was crazy, but like, it pains me to have this convo because I like the player. I want to keep the player. If you keep the player, it tells me you're good. It tells me you're worth buying in on. It's like, what do I want? And I think that's my overall frustration is a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years, I want to know that we've got like a 3-year, 4-year runway with a nucleus of guys that they're not just going to be an 85-win team and sneak into the playoffs and get blown out. Like, they're going to actually make some damage. And I just don't think now is that time.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giddings in for Spadoni alongside Shasky. And let's get out to Brett, who's on the Bay Bridge. Brett on the Bay Bridge.
Hey, Brett.
It's a tongue twister. What's up, Brett? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I think you're both bringing valid points to the table this morning. Good stuff. I am leaning a little bit more on Joe's corner, though. I don't like the tear-it-down model. I never have. And I know the trade deadline is a year-by-year basis, and we have to kind of reevaluate. But the Giants have just hit a wall, man. I mean, they're playing teams coming in. Pittsburgh's won 9 of 10. I mean, we're hitting teams like the Mets were hot. You know, I mean, we're hitting teams at the wrong time. I mean, it's just bad. And Devers, I mean, I still think that was the best trade of the season. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree.
I will ride or die with Robbie. But, I mean, he's just not produced. And it might take him half a season to get it together. But, you know, as far as getting rid of Robbie Ray and getting some prospects back, I want to get a couple players that are ready to play back. I don't want prospects. I want guys that are going to get out there and give us some time. But, you know, that's just my take, guys. Have a great day.
I hear you. It's just the same waiting process for Giants fans forever.
No, I know.
We didn't trade one prospect for like 7 years, and no one came up that was worth anything.
Well, again, that's what I find interesting. It's like, all right, now we're at the point where we want the prospects, but when you had any worth any or worth something, you didn't want to give them up.
Well, because we had depleted so much coming off the back end of that dynasty, like. We went way too far in the keep doubling down zone. And then we went way too far in the keep everyone zone. Like, you know, it's like if somebody goes through a divorce. If you go for an introvert the first time, the next one's going to be a complete extrovert, right? Like, that's kind of how people do. They go flying to the other side of the room. So, like, there's a happy medium somewhere. And they haven't been able to find it.
No, I am a little more with the caller from that standpoint of if I am trading, I would look to find proven talent.
Yeah, it's just so hard.
It is
Who's
hard
giving
to
up those guys.
Well, I think for Duvall, someone might.
Sure.
For Ray, it's probably you're probably going to a contending team. I think Duvall, and that's maybe why I'm more focused on him. He kind of fits anybody's timeline because he's 28 years old. He's under team control for the foreseeable future, and so a team that's good, a team that's not, that's kind of in the middle, looking to get over the top. Like, he fits a lot of teams' profiles. Whereas Ray, I think he profiles to be a starting pitcher for a contending team. And those teams are usually not giving up something that's proven because obviously they need it. I think Verlander, Yaz, and Flores are at the top of the list for me as guys just to move on from, clear some space. They're not coming back next year anyways. Flores makes room for Eldridge. Yaz makes room for whoever else you want. Verlander maybe makes room for Wisenhunt and another young arm. But, you know, again, the guy's worth something. Duvall and Ray, I would be out on trading Robbie Ray. I would be absolutely in on trading Camilo Duvall.
What about Patrick Bailey?
Well, and this is something I threw out there last week. Like, I'm calling Baltimore. What do you want for Adley Rutschman?
I've been on this for weeks.
What do you want for Adley Rutschman?
Boys, how many times have I said this on show calls and on this? I've been on this for days.
Six times.
He needs a change of scenery. I would love to have him.
And if I'm Baltimore, I understand. It's going to take a lot because last 2 years we were in the postseason. We've been 90 win teams. If I'm going to move my stud catcher, I'm going to need a bunch of stuff. And that's where I like. I wouldn't trade Eldridge. Is that someone you're even considering moving off of at this deadline? Because we're talking
Eldridge,
about a lot of different
names. It would have to be the right guy. No one, to me, no one's untradeable. But Patrick Mahomes is untradeable.
Devers?
In sports. Curry, you know what I mean? Untradeable. There are a handful of guys that are. Everyone else, yeah, listen. Joe Montana almost got traded for John Elway on draft night. All right? So anybody can be got. All right? Like, that's just the way I view it. I got the Tony Soprano Game of Thrones lifestyle. Anybody can be got. I want to see him. But like, hey, Joe, you want Aaron Judge right now for Eldridge? Yeah, I'm doing that deal.
Oh, well, for Aaron Judge, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, like, duh, I'm doing that deal.
Nobody's
untradeable.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know. For me, like, I'm looking at anybody beyond next season that can't help me. That's where I think you and I just differ just a little bit. Like, again, I'm looking at, I still think this team can be good next year. I understand why the last couple of months make people feel like they can't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Call me an idiot. I don't think that they're this bad. Like, I really don't. I do think that they're a team that's knocking on the door for the postseason next year if they make a couple of moves and bring back the majority of their core.
They need a new second baseman at some point.
I'm also assuming that Eldridge is going to be in the picture.
Okay.
Like, Eldridge in the middle of that order, if he's a dude, combined with Chapman, Devers, Adamas. Like, that's a nice little squad right there. Ramos is going to continue to hit.
It's a lot of pressure on our young guy. Oh, man.
Well, but that's the thing. He doesn't have to be the guy.
No, I understand.
He can be a guy.
If I said that he had Wilmer's production this year, I would be thrilled. Thrilled, right? Like, in terms of, like, clutch RBIs, moments, the ability to get runners over. Like, Wilmer's been excellent just in general overall this year. But he's a rookie. He's 20 years old. Right? So I'm not trying to put the, you got to bat 300, hit 40 jacks, and drive in 110 RBIs. I do think that people have unrealistic expectations in general on a lot of these young players. Not everyone's going to do what Merrill did down in San Diego and be an all-star rookie year. Like, it's really difficult. You're like a once-in-a-generation type of a player. Jacob Wilson being a rookie starter at shortstop. They need a new right fielder. Who knows what they do in center field? They need a new catcher. They need multiple starting pitchers. They got to figure out what they're doing at second base.
What's the list of priority moves that you would be trying? Like, deadline day, profile of player that you're looking for. Like, what would be the highest
on your priority? A guy who hits left-handed pitching, doesn't strike out a lot, number one.
Position with just a bat.
I don't care if that's a second baseman. I don't care if that's a catcher. I don't care if it's a right fielder. You're probably going to find more outfield help when it comes to the bat in general. Just because there's more of those guys out there. So that's what I'm looking for profile-wise, because they have enough strikeout guys. I need a puts-the-ball-in-play type of a guy. Or, if you're going to be a high strikeout guy, guaranteed plus-plus power. They have a lot of guys that have, decent power. No. They need plus-plus power if they're going to have another 165 to 185 strikeout guy on this roster. They're going to strike out 1,600 times this year. I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
They're on pace for about 1,380 strikeouts right now. Their team record was a couple years ago, which was 1,492.
That's still too many.
I mean, look, in 2021, they struck out a lot, but they hit 250
home runs. Yeah,
they
hit a lot of home runs.
Right? Like,
yeah.
So you've got to offset it. You're not going to be, perfect in every aspect. But that's what I'm looking for, right? And so those are hard to find.
To me, it's a top of the order bat. I mean, like a leadoff hitter. Like,
well, that would be
a true leadoff hitter.
And that
to me also screams something they don't have. And we talked about it in the first hour. Athleticism. Yeah. You have no athletes on this. Elliot Ramos might be your best athlete. Like, seriously, he might be the best athlete on this team.
That's saying something.
Or Jung-Hoo Lee might be the best athlete on this team, saying something.
But Jung-Hoo Lee's athleticism
has yet. That's Tyler Fitzgerald, and he can't get on the field.
It was. His athleticism hasn't translated to being a terror on the base pass. When you watch, go to the game next time, anybody. Watch the leads everyone else in baseball takes, and then watch the lead that the Giants take. You can only throw over twice. This is the part that's the most insane to me. You're not out far enough if you can't get dirty. Like, hello? Can someone pretend like they're going to steal a bag and force a pitcher into thinking about you? It's mind-boggling.
I mean, and that's why, I think that Buster Posey and the rest of that brain trust is looking at how they can keep this team intact, move off of what's expendable, and add to the core in hopes of improving them for next season. Because, again, I think we're in agreement. Their hand was forced. They had to do something.
No doubt.
They had to do something after the stretch. They're not good enough. And they certainly haven't played well enough. But I also, I seriously don't think that this regime thinks this team is that far away. Like, they look like it now, but that far away? I mean, we're talking about them like they're, the team they just got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I realize that they swept them, but the Giants are not the Pirates. Like, it has not gotten that. We didn't even see Skeens.
We didn't even see Skeens, and Mitch Keller got knocked out after two innings. I mean,
they're not that bad. Would you give me that? They're not that bad.
I didn't think so. I don't think so, but you are what you are. Like, I really do want to see how they finish this year out. If I told you they never recover and they just continue on this 10 games under pace that they've been under, would that really shock you? It's been pretty ugly.
Well, in that case, and this is where it's something I've been a little reluctant to get in on. Seriously, the guy who to me is the most under fire if this season goes or continues to go off the rails is its manager.
Oh, Bob. Well, Bob, I have no faith in Bob.
Well, it's hard to at this point. Like, to me, a collapse, the amount of mistakes that they're making, as much as, yeah, Elliot Ramos should know how to run the bases. Jungle Lee should know how to call for a fly ball. Brett Wisely should know not to get picked off in a late game situation. But these are all, this is a results-based business. And that all falls on the manager.
100%.
And to me, I don't think it's, everyone just assumes that Posey's going to pick up his option next year, or he did, but he's going to just like see it through. I don't think that's a foregone conclusion whatsoever.
It means nothing to me.
This team has melted down. And to me, it's happened from the brain down. It's been between the ears this entire month and a half. And that to me is something that as much as I think Bob Melvin's a fine manager, it falls at his feet.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear what happened with him and Elliot Ramos yesterday? Did you hear what he said?
Oh, Melvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were if you have it, I would love it. Like, it was about like Ramos and maybe getting benched. It was like, what society are we living in? Could you imagine doing this for Roger Craig? The guy I referenced earlier, Don Zimmer. Play the sound. This to me is just insane.
It's hard to do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
For a guy that tries as hard as he does, it's not like he doesn't care, and it's not like he doesn't hustle, and it's not like he's not going out there prepared and working. It's a difference for me. And as far as giving Adames a blow...
Oh, no. You gave him a couple of days a couple of months ago, and he's been hitting.
Well, he's only had one day off this year. Yeah.
But combined with the 3 days. But I'm not talking about Adames as much as...
No. I didn't know where you were going with that. We'll see. We're not swinging the bat very well, and he's one of our biggest bats. So there's a little catch 22 with that. But you know, he's going to play tomorrow, and we have an off day after that.
Well, why are we so afraid to just say it out loud? He knows he can't do the silly things that he's been doing. Like, come on. He's got to be smarter than that. I had a long talk with him. Like, I'm just paraphrasing of what I'd like to hear. I had a long talk with him, and I told Elliot, like, if you want to be a big leaguer, these are the things you cannot do. You bring a lot to the table that's good, but you have to work on these things if you want to play for 10 years at the big league level. Why are we so afraid to say this out loud? I do not understand the coddling of this situation.
So this past weekend, Chasky, after one of Bob's pregame availabilities, we're chatting with him in the dugout, and I did bring this up with him. Just like, this was about, you know, Ramos blowing through the stop sign scoring, but I asked Bob, like, what are those conversations like with him, or how do you kind of balance, you know, him succeeding versus failing in those situations? And basically the answer Bob gave me is like, yeah, we have had those conversations a lot. I'm not really going to share what I said with you. So, I mean, that's as deep as it went there. So I tried.
When you play on a team with a guy who's making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again, and there's never any repercussion, and it's not Manny Ramirez, okay, or someone of that ilk, like, all the guys kind of roll their eyes. Come on, you've been on teams, you know, really, you ain't gonna do nothing about this? Okay. No one's saying they want him off the team. It's just like, come on, man. We can't keep doing this stuff.
No, and that's again where, I do begin to wonder if Melvin's voice is falling on hollow ears, because he's given the behind-the-scenes talk. Like, Sam's right. I do think that Melvin has chatted with Ramos. Hell, I think he rips the team. He just does it privately. And he doesn't talk okay. about what he says. But that's my point, is it hasn't worked. Like, you've done it four or five times this year. How many times can you play that card? My biggest issue with this series is, and why I feel like it is literally rock bottom, is because, all right, after you got embarrassed by Atlanta, and it was a bad look, and you're dropping balls, and guys are making errors left and
the
right.
The Atlanta series was so bad.
Well, but they responded to it.
Yeah.
They responded to the behind the closed doors ripping or shredding that at least it feels like players said Melvin gave them. Okay, you win a couple of games. You can't do it a week later. You can't rip your team a week later.
Did you hear?
Because they already got that lashing.
Did you hear what Samson said? David Samson, who we had on yesterday, It reeks of panic. If you have this many coach meetings, player meetings, team meetings, it's just, you're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, no, and that's what, like, again, the messaging from Chapman 3 days ago to today, he's done. Like, they know. The players know.
It's over.
This season is cooked.
Exactly.
They get it. So I'm trying to figure out what they can do that's going to help them next season, and today is a big day for them to address that. You know, I just wonder how much the front office really has pivoted. Like, I believe that they're still firm that this is a solid club that ran into an awful stretch that hasn't figured out how to get out of this spiral. But come back next season, you got a fresh off season for Devers to learn.
He needs a full off season, no doubt.
I agree,
no doubt.
In fact, I'm
not going to crush the guy. Look, again, I have thoughts, and I'm like questioning this, that. But in terms of like crushing him, no. Like, I want Devers to succeed and thrive here.
It's going to have no bearing on the season because it would have happened anyways. But like, I wouldn't have put him at first.
Oh well, Have you stood like anywhere near him, like in the vicinity? He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
He also
is clearly learning how to play a brand new position.
100%. How many times have you seen him make a play at first base? Either his feet are in the wrong direction, depending on right or left foot. And also, he jumps off the bag immediately after the throw comes in. I mean, he's definitely learning on the fly.
A good first baseman two nights ago would have not have even tried to get to the ball,
which is
that Casey Schmidt ended up throwing it.
He pumped to second and then went to. He would have stayed at home.
A good first baseman knows he can't get to that ball. It's a second baseman's ball, and he's at first base,
yes.
So he can get at least one out. Like, and again, that's fine because he's learning the position on the fly. My point is, give him the entire offseason to do that. Bring him back next year. And see how this thing can work.
Yeah, but they're in such a they were in such a tough spot. Like, they're just throwing things at the wall to see what works. And also, this is the other part. Wilmer wore down and couldn't play first base every day. And
yes.
So then
yes.
They was like, hey, Dom Smith or Wilmer, let's have Wilmer's bat in the lineup, which I understand, right? And so...
No, it's tough.
Again,
they got a lot of first basemen and DHs.
They
got a lot of DHs.
I like Dom Smith. To me, like, Dom Smith is a guy I actually want to bring back as a backup first baseman. I like him. I like Dom Smith. But on the list of things that the Giants need, no one's saying, like, backup first baseman. Gotta prioritize that.
I mean, like most people, unlike most people on this team, he can play respectable defense.
I think he's been one of their best defensive players, period, this year. He's saved them a ton of runs.
And again, if Devers was hitting the crap out of the ball, it wouldn't make a difference as much. Like, no one cares that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. doesn't play good defense.
No
one cares that Pete Alonso is not a great first baseman.
And
nobody
made two of the best plays of his life against the Giants.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the jumping one was just, you got to be kidding me.
But that's the point, though. Pete Alonso, Giants fans may not know it from watching this series, is a subpar first baseman. And even he can still make a couple of plays to help you win a baseball game. Devers is not there yet.
No.
We're worried about the average play that he's walking the dog to first base because he's kicking it there.
How about when Matt Olson made like 5-6 scoops, both on grounders and on scud missile throws over at first base? We've seen some excellent defensive first basemen. We have.
I know. And that's what, like, JT Snow's rolling over watching Devers right now, and it's like, can we just give him some time? And again, that's really what I think. People don't want to hear it. The Giants and Posey need time. Like, this year, I agree, it wasn't supposed to happen overnight. But I think that they're within enough distance between them, the second or third wild card team, to between now and next year, make some additions at the deadline that help you for now and later. Maybe you get off Doval. I think you keep Ray. But you do stuff to set yourself up to still compete next year because you got a massive amount of salary already on the books. I mean, you got a big core. I think that selling now to just get a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds, even if they're supposed to be great prospects, it almost, like, I know they're paid a lot of money, but I don't think that Devers, Adames, and Chapman are here for the next 5 to 7 years between them looking at, like, yeah, we're going to be mediocre. That's what we all came here
for.
No,
I think there's two things that they're going to try to accomplish is, like, developing their young talent from within and then trying to field a better baseball team at the big league level. That they're going to literally try to do both things right now. And I don't think they're going to have a Mets-like payroll. They're just not. They're going to have to be smarter than that. You know, like, I look at a team like the Milwaukee Brewers. Everyone points at the Tampa Bay Rays. Milwaukee, in middle of the pack payroll. I would say even below middle of the pack payroll. And they make hard decisions all the time. They let Willie Adames go. Took the comp pick. They traded away Hader. They traded away Devin Williams. They traded away Corbin Burns at tough times. They still made the playoffs. Why? Because their hallmark is the player development and the young guys coming through. They have a Cheerio Jackson. They have these other guys to offset. Like, that's the business model. The Giants need to be a more expensive version of what the Brewers are doing. That's what they're trying to do. They're not going to do the Yankee Met model, Dodger model, and the Dodgers obviously develop as well. But, like, just outspend everyone. They can't. They don't have that wherewithal.
But that's why, the reason why the Padres can go out and acquire in consecutive years, in some way, shape, or form, not just at the deadline, but they can trade for Cease, they can trade for Soto, they can trade for Miller, they can go out and get Tanner Scott last year, and they can kind of overpay for all of them, is because they've still developed. Like, the Padres haven't tanked the last 5 years. But they've developed guys worth selling. So just because you have a chance to replenish your farm system by selling what you have, like, to me, they got a lot more work than that. And that's where I am giving Posey a clean slate. Because I don't know what he prefers in drafts. I don't know how they're going to develop talent. We're going to learn that over time. But it's not as if you can't be good and still have a great farm system. The Dodgers do it every single year. The Padres, for the most part, that they haven't won anything at a high level, they still have a great system. The Tigers have the second best farm system in minor league baseball, and they were just the best team a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but they're also a team on that list.
Who, by the way, are run by a former Giant.
They made the playoffs last year, but they had not made the playoffs for a long time before that. Like, they're part of that one playoff appearance since 2017 crew of teams. So they went through a long period of ugliness and not competing and not being good and not winning. And the final couple waning years of Miguel Cabrera. So they went through a very...
But that took like 5 or 6 years of having
awful.
The number one
yes.
or close to number one overall pick.
Torkelson was number one, I believe.
Torkelson's 1-1. Casey
yeah.
Mize is 1-1.
Yes, there's the other one.
Reese Olson's a top 10
yeah.
pick.
We're
Riley Green's
that.
A top 5 pick. Like, is that what you really want to do?
Well, no, but what we don't want to do is,
I mean,
do what they did last year.
Not worth watching for the better part of a decade.
I hear you, but what they did this year was they signed Blake Snell, lost the second round pick, and then didn't retain Blake Snell, and then didn't trade Blake Snell, and then now you miss out on a second round pick that this team could desperately use because their cupboard is completely bare. Right? So there's a happy medium somewhere in the middle of the two. Like, I like what they did with Chapman. They're like, oh, we'll surrender a third round pick to sign Chapman. Let's do it. Got him on a 1 year deal and then re-signed him for a 5 year deal, an extension. That was smart. Like, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Well, and we're going to talk about it, of course, the rest of the day on 95.7 The Game, leading up to the deadline at 3 o'clock. But right now, we got time. We got Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Do you guys know? Dun, 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 dun.
Football? Sure.
Football's back.
You know who else is back? And this is my thought today.
Trey Lance?
Trey Lance is back.
If ever there was a guy.
Oh, no. Did I steal Carter's?
That was my final take.
It was mine. I was going to go there. I also think.
We can all get in on it.
Is DJ Uyagalele? I've always pronounced
it. Uyagalele.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, duh.
How is he in the pros? He played on like 17 college teams.
He finished at Oregon State, right? All of his teams were orange.
Is that Florida State for a second, too?
Florida State?
Yeah, shout 2 and 10.
Is he also on the Chargers?
I hope not.
No, I'm dead serious. I think he's playing tonight.
Now is the time for the highest paid backup quarterback. Yeah, that's right. Trey Lance makes $6 million. To step up tonight and prove why he deserves to still be, at least a thought, in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL. I can't wait to watch the Chargers tonight because Trey Lance is under center.
I actually think the best thing that could have happened for his career was to find Jim Harbaugh. Because like, this is what I'll say. There are certain people that if they believe in you, it changes your life. I don't care what walk of life that you're in. You need a mentor. You need someone to be your champion. And, you know, I've been blessed with certain family members that have been there for me. I know a lot of people maybe don't have that father, parent, grandparent, uncle, aunt, or whatever in their life. And it might be a teacher or it might be a journeyman or whatever in their work life. But having someone be your champion is extremely important. If he can't figure it out with Jim Harbaugh, at least be competent. It's probably not in the cards. But if ever there was a guy that I would want to go to war with, it would be Jim Harbaugh if I was a struggling quarterback. He did it with Colt McCoy. I know you guys are laughing. Colt stayed in the league for a long time afterwards. He did it with Alex Smith. He did it with Colin Kaepernick. He has done it with so many different guys. You know, obviously, Herbert had a really nice year, fell flat on his face in the playoffs. They ran out of playmakers. I love Harbaugh for Trey Lance. What?
No, sorry. Just threw like four. He threw four picks. He had one of the worst games I've ever seen.
So upset.
But you guys, who was he throwing to?
Levin Conkey had 180 and 2 tugs, by the way. Sam, what do you got?
My final thought is I do want to give one last final shout out to Tyler Rogers. You know, he's not in that pantheon of Giants relievers with, like, Sergio Romo, Javi Lopez, and all those other champions, but he's definitely been one of the most reliable relievers the Giants have ever had. Since his debut back in 2019, guys, amongst relievers, he is second in innings pitched, third in games, fifth in ERA, seventh in left on base percentage, fifth in ground ball percentage, first in holds, just Mr. Consistent. So, shout out to you, Tyler Rogers, one forever Giant, and, yeah, re-sign in the winter.
I love Harbaugh, Carter. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, my final thought is, thank God football is back. I mean, honestly, it has just been too long. And I am exactly excited for tonight's game for the same reason you are, Evan.
Who are you betting on?
Yeah, I was actually just looking for the prop for Trey Lance to throw a pick tonight. I couldn't find that one. But
Trey Lance to throw a pick. That's probably good.
Yeah, but I've got a good prop here for the people, which is the Detroit Lions to score a rushing touchdown over one plus, minus 175. That is my lock of the day.
Right on.
If you were going to take one guy for fantasy on both teams, obviously the starters aren't playing, just in general for this year, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, right?
Yeah. For who?
If you were the Chargers and the Lions, that's who's playing tonight, correct?
Oh, right? Give me the R&B singer. Amarion Hampton.
Is that who you're taking over Jahmyr?
That guy's a beast. Yeah, watch out. He's going to be the best rookie of the
class. I love Jahmyr.
I've had Gibbs the last 2 years in fantasy, and I've won him. So.
And I feel like he doesn't get the ball enough.
Yep.
Well, he will this season. All right, that was the Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. Introducing the 5-year price guarantee, one consistent internet price for the next 5 years guaranteed. Big thank you to Carter, Lubman, Chasky, for Giddings, and for Spadoni. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. The exalted, this is too complimentary, Matthew Steinmetz, and the esteemed Daryl the Guru Johnson. Signing Guru next, brought to you by Fremont Bank.
What
here for you,
words?
Here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.